Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hey! And a happy Tuesday. And look who's back from the US of A. USA, three different USA, states.
USA.
12 different
gas,
days.
Solid.
Joe Smith's back.
Freedom.
Did you buy a new Paul McCartney top when you're out there?
Same one,
no,
baby.
Same shit one. Ethan's in the corner. Hello, Ethan. You're on.
Hello, Joe. I'm here. I'm in the corner. Hello.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Welcome back.
Hi.
Presents, first of all.
Yes, I'm present.
Yeah, okay. No, I think he's going to bring some sort of sweets.
Jim McGrath, present.
I am present.
Well,
Ethan James.
The problem with American sweets is,
present.
Ethan James?
Present.
The problem with American sweets is you can get them on every bloody, you know.
It's like bringing back a Greg sausage roll.
Exactly.
I can get one from the high street now.
Yeah, if I can get one from any, what are they called? Where the money laundering shop on the high street.
Ooh.
You've heard about this?
Yes, we've heard about it.
We've all heard about it.
There's certain shops that...
But isn't it meant to be the American sweet shops in London in particular?
In London in particular, yeah.
They're all just like money laundering.
The vape boys are getting a bad stick at the minute, and so are certain hairdressers.
It's always been a bad stick, terrible for the lungs.
Very good. We started off with a little bit of wordplay.
If you had to pick
James
a flavour,
today,
what would you go for?
Vape.
Yeah.
Probably something like Razzmatazz Delicium. They're all cool stuff like that, aren't they?
Oh, they
double,
are.
Double Funk Town bubble guts.
How was your trip?
It was lovely. It was. Do you know what I'm getting? Do you know what I'm starting to enjoy?
Peace and quiet.
I wish.
Yeah.
The plane journey to holiday.
What?
I'm really getting into being on a plane.
Being on a plane. What's your favourite part?
Being on the internet on my phone and there's nothing else I should be doing.
Do you enjoy the plane food as much as the...
Love the plane food.
It's not bad, is it?
It's fantastic.
You get more carbs than you think. Why do they carb you up?
Because they want you to sleep.
Is that true?
Well, I found out recently, and this is everyone knows this isn't some insider trading, that do you know when you're at an altitude in the plane, obviously they pressurise the cabin, so fill it with oxygen, because if you were just at 40,000 feet, you might pass out or be sick or whatever. They oxidise or oxidate the plane to the equivalent of you being 8,000 feet, off the floor. So that's like twice as high, or nearly three times as high as like Ben Nevis.
Yeah.
So it's quite thin.
Yeah.
So that's why when you do a long journey, not just do you feel tired because you've been sat down for 9 hours, but also you've been at like a thinner air altitude for 9 hours.
Can they turn it up a bit?
Well, certainly.
If you ask.
Like Concorde used to have it lower, so that'd be more like being at 5,000 feet, so you get less jet lagged and less
Sweet.
Tired. Yeah. But
what happened?
What?
Why did they change it? Cheaper? Is it cheaper?
Concorde just doesn't fly.
No, but is it cheaper to
Yeah, well, you're paying for less oxygen. It probably takes less electricity. I'm sure that's why. But I'd love it. I love being on the plane. I love... Because now, especially now they do Wi-Fi on flights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bliss.
So why were you ignoring all of our texts?
Can
we talk about the plane food?
Not everything gets through.
Boom. Drop down. You've got your little pot of hot goodness, whatever you've chosen. Did you remember what you chose?
On the way there, on the way back, I remember. Let's just go with that. I had a chicken kebab.
What?
Yeah, but it was like chicken meat that had been theoretically cooked on a kebab.
Yeah, what was it with?
Some sort of courgette, tomatoey piece, some rice.
Nice. So you get your little pot of hot goodness, and then you get your complimentary bread roll.
Which, and I tell you, here's a little tip for the bread roll. It's always fucking freezing. That roll is freezing.
You sit on it for a bit.
I know, but similar, I lay it on top of my hot meal.
Nice.
Before I open the hot meal, because that's usually too hot.
Yeah.
The bread roll has been in the fridge for some reason. I don't know why they keep it in the fridge.
I don't know, but...
Put that on your hot meal, a minute on one side, flip it over, a minute on the other side.
Really?
And now all of a sudden it's pliable.
That's great.
Now it's a workable loaf.
And then you get a complimentary salad, which often is pasta salad.
It's often pasta.
So,
it was
so
a pasta
you've got
salad.
Carb.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
And do you know what else you'll often get? A little yogurt.
Yeah. Or a chocolate mousse.
A chocolate mousse.
I love plain food.
Or, here's the other thing, a small sort of cup of water with an aluminium lid.
Yeah, the big lids.
Do you hate it? I hate drinking water out of a small, shallow ramekin. Huh? Yeah.
Were you in a good seat at least? Were you middle? Are you on the end?
I asked for the aisle so I can walk up and down.
You asked for it?
I asked for the aisle.
What do you mean you can walk up and down?
So you can get out easy without interrupting everyone. Because yeah. I'm a big stander. Because one of the things that me and Lizzie worked out on the way back from South Korea, we're all in this together. And I think you need to take that approach to a long haul flight.
Who did you have to tell?
Those flight attendants aren't any different to you and me.
Did you have to say to someone, I'm a stander?
It was just Jay and Ben. They let me. Obviously, we went with Stretford Paddock, for people who don't know. But at the back of the plane, they're all just chilling out.
Oh, yeah, they are. Do you know what having a great time.
Do you know there's loads of stuff back there that you can have for free?
Like what? Who did you turn to Penzi you flew with? Who did you fly with?
Well, we flew out with Aer Lingus.
Did you get out all right because you were worried about
cunning
your passport?
Cunning little flight plan they had. Then on the way back, it was Virgin Atlantis. Atlantips.
Why different?
Cheap.
Are you sure?
Well, it was the cheapest one for the day.
Mad.
So, but here's the thing. At the back, there's the following items. So there's the little snacks they come around with. You can have as many of them as you want. You can just go back and ask for more. People are like, oh, they ain't come around with another
pretzels drink. We had.
So you can have pretzels. Sometimes they'll have those little corn sort of discs.
They're all
No one's doing peanuts anymore. They'll give you a cup of noodles, hot noodles.
What?
If you ask them.
A cup of noodles?
Do you know, they're like the nice sort of, they're called like Nissam brand or something. Mm. It's like a green and white pot, vegetable hot noodles, and they'll pour the water for you and make you a noodle.
Nice.
They'll
make
all do that.
Noodles.
You can have as many drinks as you want. Sometimes they'll let you drink straight from the bottle.
Really?
By the end of the water and the Coke, you can have that. They'll give you the full can of Coke. If you go and just go and
check. So this is Aer Lingus or this is everyone?
This is all airlines.
Did you know this, Ethan?
No, I'm surprised.
Yeah, you can just go to the back where they're on a long haul, a short haul, they're not going to do any of this. Long haul, when you do get the free drink service anyway, I tell you what they'll do, they offered me an extra meal. Like, we've got a couple of spare beefs if you want a beef. Just get to know them.
Did you say yeah?
I said no.
Why did you want to try?
Because I already brought on some extra an extra fruit pot and a tuna sandwich.
You thought they were starting to fight with you, didn't you?
Tuna.
Yeah, just some beef at the back. Beef, this is not on a plane.
So honestly, the flight there was one of the best bits. I'm loving flights.
Oh, and then the shit bits were just New York, Chicago, and Atlanta.
There is New York, Chicago, and Atlanta to deal with, isn't
how,
there?
I mean, New York. We've trampled over that. We've all been to New York together.
Prince Street Pizza.
Did anything new happen in your time?
Went to Prince Street Pizza.
Good.
Outrageous. It's the square
yeah,
slice.
Yeah. Nice. I didn't go.
Absolutely fantastic that. We also went to a diner in New Jersey that was very good.
Really?
I love the diner vibe. More coffee.
Yeah, diners are good.
Coffee.
The coffee's good as well.
I'm hearing the word coffee get said.
Cups of it as possible.
They refill everything. We went for a pizza in Chicago. Deep as you like.
Did you do deep dish?
We did a deep dish.
What did you think?
I really liked it.
Hmm.
You didn't like it, did you?
It's a bit shit.
Why is it?
Compare the two pieces. I know they're completely different, but it was just too much going on.
There's a reason why that one hasn't really done anything, the deep pad.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, because Chicago Town isn't one of the most popular.
Yeah, but they don't sell. Brands. Yeah, they're that popular. They disowned the pizza that they're known for.
They do the little mini deep dish.
You can't class that as a deep dish. You've seen the deep dish with all of its glory now, and you know that that isn't what they do. Did you really enjoy it? Out of 10?
8.6. I loved
what?
It.
What?
I loved it. It's a different thing.
Did you get one to share?
We got two big ones between five of us. We got two. One was a regular chi, and then one was a chi with meats. Like a meat.
How did you find Chicago? Have you ever been?
Have I ever been? I've just come back from
there. Yeah, but I mean before.
Oh, no. The only thing I did, I didn't really see Chicago, unfortunately.
So busy. You were so busy.
I was too busy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I had your back.
But I'm not complaining,
so
but I just didn't have time. The only time, so I left the Airbnb recreationally once, and that was to go on a bike ride across, up and down the...
river.
The canal. Not the canal.
The river.
The lake. Which was absolutely brilliant.
It's so big, that lake, isn't it?
It's not... I don't think it is a lake.
It's something. Something's going on.
It's not right, is it?
Because
it's Lake Michigan,
on.
And it is too big to be a lake. We need a new word. Because I think for it to be a lake, you have to be able to see from one side to the other.
Do people live on it?
In what sense?
Is there anything going on in the middle?
What, like a party?
I don't know. You'd thought maybe some millionaire would have popped up a little boat or something in there.
Yeah, well, there was some really big boats in there. Boats so big that you think that could sail from continent to continent. It's wasted on a lake.
Is it?
But then you realise, yeah, because you think it's great, it's amazing. It's one of those, like, sort of mega yacht-looking things. Probably, I don't know, $50 million plus kind of size. But then you think, what are you doing? Going from Chicago to Detroit. And that's your only trip.
Sounds good though.
I've got a question. Do you know when they like make the big boats?
Yeah.
There's a process of getting the big boat surely from land to sea.
Yeah.
You never see a big lorry carrying a big boat, do you? Or like,
I think they build the big boats by the sea.
So in this situation, if you build a big boat and you put it on Lake Michigan, does it have to stay in the lake forever?
I think he's made a good point there. You never see boats on a truck.
And I'll tell you this, I think it has to stay there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So you're assuming that there's a boat making factory on Lake Michigan somewhere.
Yeah.
And they've assembled it there, put it in, and it cannot ever leave.
Yeah.
Really?
Because
the biggest $50 million on a boat that
you
can
must be happy with that deal. Like the yachts and stuff. Surely they can be moved. They're a little bit more, you know, compact. But a big boy like a cruise ship.
Yeah,
there's not moving a cruise ship.
No, but the cruise ships aren't on lakes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I think that whatever that boat
this thing
is,
wasn't cruise ship size. This was yacht size, but super yacht.
I don't know. Then
I don't know.
I thought it was fucking massive.
I would say I would have a sort of 24 person crew.
Maybe you can then, but also even we live in parts of the world where we're not really seeing these people, are we?
Yeah, if you're in the Portsmouth, you might see some boats on some trucks.
We're an hour away from the land, and the land's Liverpool. Sea. Yep. No billionaires bringing the thing to the Albert Docks.
How do you get a boat onto a truck? The truck should have caught a super yacht can't. The truck will just go under. Exists to carry the super yacht?
I once went on a truck in Dublin that turned into a boat.
Really?
So I guess it's the other way around. We were called the Vikings Big Day Out, and it was a Viking tour of Dublin, and then for the showpiece, he drove us into the lake, and then we just glided around for a bit,
back out.
Told us some more stuff, and then back out, or we went home.
Yeah, how do they get boats around? Do they all have, maybe they
What
all just,
do you mean, how do they get boats around?
Are they just
they
made
They sail
on
them!
Site? No, but you don't make it in the water. You've got to get it there.
You do make it in the water.
No,
we
you
just don't live anywhere near these factories.
Do you think?
The biggest cruisy boys, I bet there's a factory by like a big
port.
Have
you seen how they get them in the water?
They just drop them in.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
It's so mad how they put boats in water. It's so old fashioned. So they'll have a boat and then they'll just have a ramp. And then just the boat is on two rollers and it just falls into the water and hope it doesn't flip over.
It's crazy, isn't
it? It goes up, and then it's come back. Did you see the one in China the other week? They just flipped.
It's done that, innit?
Gone.
Some people are getting punished for that, aren't they?
Probably.
We are proud to tell you at the Sloppy Joe's podcast that Wingfest are back to sponsor us again. Yes, this is the third year on the bounce. Keep an eye out for Sloppy Joe's on Instagram and social media because the huge London Wingfest is on the last weekend of July. I'm here to plug, though, Victoria Baths in Manchester. It is going to be, the date's in front of me, the 19th. Which is the 19th of September, which is the Friday. Saturday's the 20th, and the 21st is the Sunday. There is different tickets for the different days, and there's different sessions going on. I, of course, will be there at all of them. Big shout-out to Bristol as well, the first weekend of September. And there's also one in Sheffield, by the way. Forget about that. The best one is middle of September, the 19th. Get yourself down. I'll see you there. Hopefully, special guests including Ethan.
Me.
You. Are you excited?
I love it. It's the best bit of the year.
We're going to also try and get a real, really hot wig for Ethan to try just before Wingfest Manchester.
Do I get a DJ set this year?
Yes. Ethan's going to be DJing. Joe's going to be DJing. Dom not, probably, but sitting on the speaker that time. There was that time last year he just came and rolled on the floor, which, let's not do that again. Tickets are at wingfest.co.uk. Get them now. They're going quick because Manchester is a little smaller capacity than the rest, so they go flying. You got to be quick. I will see you there. Wingfest.co.uk. Get tickets. It's Manchester. It's going to be belting. Back to the food in Chicago. Deep dish.
Yeah,
did you try
pizza? Loved it.
Did you try any of their roast beef sandwiches?
No, but I did try a Chicago style hot dog.
Nice. There you go, Dan.
Good. Too much going on.
Put the onions and the peppers in that.
So it's. Have you had a Chicago style hot dog, Ethan?
I don't even know what it is.
So it's a hot dog. Already, by the way, the bun is popping off. So it's like poppy seed bun, I think.
Oh, literally popping off.
Yeah, poppying off. And then it's your beef dog. So already, a change to the palate, because it's beef.
Yeah, but beef is good.
It's delicious, it's delicious, but it's different. Then you've got, they're all like, oh, no ketchup. They've got bumper signs and t-shirts saying no ketchup on the hot. It's like a thing, like you're not allowed ketchup there.
Like it's really sinful.
Yeah.
Ruining it.
So instead of ketchup, it's just a slice of fresh tomato, mustard, fresh onion, and onion relish, and celery salt. It's like, ooh, there's so good. Much happening.
Sounds
there.
Good though.
It's really nice, but it's very cold.
Oh!
Because you're adding loads of cold condiments on. The tomatoes are cooling it down, the relish is cooling it down, the onions are cooling it down. What are you looking at?
You've got to eat it quicker.
What are you looking at?
Eat it quicker, your dog. Eat it quicker.
I do eat it quick, it was lovely. But I don't think that that's such a radical change to the hot dog game that people want it to be. People are like, oh yeah, you can't have, just put a bit of ketchup on it, you'll be fine.
Tell me about Atlanta, a place that none of us have ever.
Now we're talking. And I'm not saying Atlanta's better than Chicago, but I didn't see Chicago enough.
Yeah.
And you've reviewed Chicago already. Atlanta is exciting. It's a cool place. I liked Atlanta a lot.
Really? Wow.
So I didn't go into, like, obviously, I barely saw it in the grand scheme of things, but just visiting it quickly. We went to a kind of hipstery place called Little Five Points. So there's 5 points in the city centre, and then there's a place called Little Five Points. And it's sort of their equivalent of, like, the Northern Quarter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So some cool, trendy bars. There was a really good bar there with a guy doing some skateboarding outside it and stuff.
Nice. That's cool.
There's a guy that I think was without domicile, let's say.
What does that mean?
Didn't, homeless. And he, you know those big traffic cones they have in America that are like this big, yeah, like orange ones that collapse down and you pull them out and And he had some of this and he tied loads of strings and going, there's going to be a shootout, man. This tonight. What did he say?
Were you worried?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'd be worried.
And it was like, there's some guys that ain't too good and some guys that ain't too bad. And then, like, he closed the road off. He was like, they're coming here now.
What?
I was like, is this... But he was so...
Was he selling a show, maybe?
No, he was so far away from the real world that we see that you just knew that none of that was happening in a
really?
Way. And we just stood near him while...
Did you eat in Atlanta?
While the shootout didn't happen. Soul food.
Soul food.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Salford?
No, not Salford.
No.
Soul food.
Soul food. Eccles cakes,
etc.
Soul food.
So I don't really know what soul food is other than lovely. I couldn't really tell you what kind of cuisine it is.
When I think of soul food, I think of seasoning.
So yeah, but this is the thing I don't really get. So it's obviously there's a big like black population in Atlanta, and I think soul food comes from the black culture and like that kind of thing. So we went to a soul food kind of bougie brunch restaurant.
Nice.
It was brilliant.
Really?
It was so nice. There was like, so it's like a lot of stuff you had before, but just a bit more scrumptious.
Oh, big
time. So we had like fried chicken and waffles.
Oh, is that the review you did?
No, that was at Waffle House.
Waffle House, go watch
that's
that on
Patreon. That's a chain that's a bit spooky, but go and check that out on Patreon. Fried chicken and waffles that came with a maple syrup dip, a caramel dip, and a cream cheese dip.
Wow, I'd have up for that cream cheese dip, you know.
It was.
I think cream cheese is the next thing.
Bellissimo. It was bellissimo and then some. The fried chicken, mouth is watering right now, the best tasting fried chicken I've ever had. So crisp. It had an extra, that's what I mean, seasoning. And this is what people talk about all the time. It's just incredible. Then I had something called, at the same place, we had something called a short rib skillet.
Oh.
Which again, it's all coated in extra silky,
fatty, this is
little
it.
Diced bits of short rib, peppers, onions, fried eggs on top. And then with it, this incredible horseradish mayo.
Really?
And I'm dipping and I'm ripping.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. And the atmosphere in there was fantastic. The server was amazing. Just so like hospitality.
How much did you tip him?
Oh, it's
big time.
It's like, I think the common courtesy is about 600% these days.
Oh.
It's absurd. It's genuinely like 25 to 30%.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's too much, really. 30% extra.
Did you ever just forget?
No, we're not allowed because they'll let you know. But that was fantastic. And then we also went to another place in Atlanta, a barbecue place. Have I shown you a picture of this?
No.
Went to a barbecue place in Atlanta.
What did you get?
So I just got ribs. I'd got 2 pounds of ribs.
That's cheap.
But, well, I'm going to tell you something right now. So this is a combo platter that I sort of had a little bit of Adam's. Here's my plate of ribs with coleslaw and beans, but I had some chips as well that aren't in shot.
I have to imagine
these ribs here. Right, don't swipe, please. I just want to show you that one.
Why? What's happening? Can you see that big boy? Oh, look at that. Beans. And what's there? What's that? Is that a coleslaw?
That's a coleslaw.
Oh!
Lighter coleslaw. Let's make it.
Delicious. Right.
Adam had this sausage thing.
What was it? A sausage?
It was a sausage. Mm. But it had like liquid hot cheese inside.
Oh!
It. And then, just as you get there, just a freebie, they bring out these things. And when I tell you, these might be the nicest thing I've ever eaten in my
life. Ever had? Ever had?
Honestly.
What are these?
So these are, we'll put a picture in, hot cornbread muffins with molten cheese center and a whipped cinnamon butter.
That is unbelievable.
Can you even hear all the words I've just said?
No, I can't even hear anything.
They were sweet, crispy little craggly edges on them.
And then what's the dip there?
It's like a cinnamon whipped butter.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
It's, honestly, they were incredible. And they are
free!
Infinite refills and free.
Could you just go for them?
I would just go for them. I would get the ribs as well. But just the way that everything's got an extra level of flavour to it. Because we're very much a bring you the food and you salt and pepper it yourself. If you put salt and pepper on that, you would die.
Yeah.
Your whole face would just keep it on itself because it's too much.
I want to make a food prediction.
I love that.
I think we're going to see a lot of the words compound butter soon. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Talk me through it.
Compound butter is the making or the workings out of getting your standard butter, unsalted, which is key, and put it into like one of those food mixers to really get it whipped up into a meringue style consistency pre-cooked, so it's all white and sticky, and then you create your flavorings alongside it. So I saw this guy yesterday created like it wasn't like a pesto one, it was more fresh than that. It was like a chili pesto, where it was really rich and running through so much going on, so much seasoning.
So it's butter and other things.
And then you mix the two together. So then you put the seasoning with the fresh ingredients into the compound butter. You sort of get that going, and it's all one, and then you scoop it like ice cream. And this geezer caught this really gorgeous like little bit of steak, just a little bit of sirloin, and he put two scoops of compound butter on it. And I'm like, that, as soon as someone over here brings compound butter, I'm in the queue.
Compound butter. That sounds fantastic.
Get ready for that, because you can do anything with it.
Yeah.
You could mix up the flavours, go with it.
Well, you could have a cinnamon compound butter, spread it on some sort of dessert.
Would you eat that, Ethan?
I'd have a go.
You'd have a bloody go.
And it makes me realise, though, being there... You'd never go at eating it, would you? His body might reject it. You never know.
Fucking go.
We need England generally. We simply must step up our barbecue game.
There's a new spot in Manchester now called Beef, and that's getting some very good reviews.
Really,
it's a barbecue joint. The social media stuff looks good. It is halal, so there's no pork. Which is a very key part of the barbecue scene, isn't it? Your pulled pork, your ribs, sausages.
Which you don't like.
Have I said that yet? Yes, I don't like sausages anymore.
We'll talk about that.
No, I like bacon more. Because I'll still have a sausage.
Okay.
So I think we can't focus on that side too much.
But here's the thing, right? So fair enough. If you're halal, you're making halal food. I get that. Your brisket has to be so good.
Apparently it's delicious.
Your short rib has to be so good to overcome the fact that you're going to a barbecue restaurant without any...
They cook like big chickens and stuff.
I'm going to have a look at this.
Have a look. It's called a Beef.
Can we go? Can we order from this next week?
No, I don't think you have to go.
Where is it?
Chorlton.
Damn.
Should we go?
Should we do a little Patreon special? Yeah, Beef Smokehouse, Barlow Moor Road.
So that's great. So how, in terms of ranking this... trip out of all the other pre-seasons you've done, where does it rank?
They do a sausage.
Yeah, but it's clearly got beef in.
It's a beef sausage. Where does this rank in terms of the trips?
Like, was it fun? Were the boozy trips? Did you enjoy
this
it?
For me, personally, this was the least boozy trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you've gone a bit...
No, it wasn't. No. It wasn't even... No. I haven't gone a bit...
What?
Anyway, carry on.
This was the least boozy trip, but I loved Atlanta. Amazing. And I really like the food in New York. I don't know how to rank it, really. I tell you what, though, I would be excited to see somewhere that I've never been before next.
Like Chicago and Atlanta.
Yeah, but it's Chicago and Atlanta, you still live in America, yeah, aren't you? And I love
where?
America.
Where's the rumours?
Well, it's probably going to be America again.
America again.
But it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I'm not.
I might go this time. I might go this time.
You should come. Next year, we'll all go. Should we bring some barbecue food in?
Yeah, I'd like to try that. I'd like to give it a go. The brisket boys.
Did you know on Uber, you can hire a man?
Huh?
You don't just have to order food or a taxi. You can just hire a bloke to do something, to run an errand for you.
I saw the courier thing, yeah, as a new service, but yeah. I didn't know you could do anything for you.
Yeah, what? So you'll pay for it. So this is like, you're basically just hiring a person. So we could get that courier to go to that restaurant in Chorlton.
Really?
And pick it up. Even though it's not a delivery, you're just hiring a man. So it might cost
What else can
money.
He do? What else should we get the man to do?
Don't make... Why are you making it seem like some sort of Stanford
No, I'm not.
Experiment?
I just want to know what can the man do.
He's a courier. So you know what a courier is.
Can they polish your shoes?
No, because he's not a shoe shine boy.
He could do your 8 hours of ironing.
No, he couldn't. He's a courier.
Well, you picked it up like he would do anything.
No, I didn't say he would do anything.
He did, didn't he? He did. He didn't do anything.
I didn't say he'd do anything.
And we gave him two tasks and he's failed. Would he, fired.
Would he's he, not fired. We haven't hired him.
Would he come for a pint with me?
He would. I'm sure you could pay him to sit near you while you had a pint.
So I could book that on Uber and say, I want you to come to the Victoria at 8:15 and sit next to me.
Are you lonely again, Ethan?
No, I'm just wondering if that's plausible.
I think you could probably do that, yes. And he would think, or she would think, you're a nutter.
Because I sat there by myself the other day.
When?
About a week ago. And I was thinking, I could pay for an Uber driver to sit next to
me. Tell me, so you went to the pub by yourself again?
Yeah, I had to.
What do you mean you had to?
To be around people. I had 2 days without human contact, so I thought, I just need to hear some sound.
But you know in these 2 days, you didn't text me at all.
No, I hate my phone.
What?
It's not a real interaction to text, is it? It doesn't feel authentic.
Could have called me.
We do that now and then.
Yeah, I call you a lot.
Yeah.
If you were lonely, you should have called me, I would have swung around.
I'd just probably shout at you or something.
Why did you spend 2 days without any human contact?
Just working away, man.
But why is no one there?
Not your mum.
Well, I work by myself and I live by myself, so I'm always like by myself.
We'll look back on this and go, that was the moment we should have done something.
Say stuff like that.
When he's either hospitalised or worse.
But the Victoria is good because I got to...
Or he never leaves his house again. Do you know what I mean? There's going to be a snap and we're going to... Hopefully it's the sound of a delicious beef sausage being torn apart by our incisors.
I don't work by myself all the time. It was unfortunate it was 2 days in a row. But on the second day when I was like, I need to see some people, it was lovely because I got to say, could I please have a Guinness?
Is that the first thing you'd said in 2 days?
To another person. Yeah. God.
Did you say please at least?
I did say please. Bleak, I said thank you a couple of times so I could get the numbers up. And then,
just in case the Lord's watching,
you need
to do a bit of catching up.
So that's what you've done over the weekend?
This weekend I went to watch Jazz. Well, before that, actually, I worked with Joe on the
reunion piece.
Nice. Yeah.
You came and worked on Stretford Paddock again.
Oh, dude, that's nice. How was it back? How was it being back?
Oh, yeah, it was quite a chill session, to be fair. I got to go on camera and everyone shouted at me for a little bit. Because the TV went off and they wanted to have a bit of fun with me. And then after that, I went for a few beers at the Jazz.
Where did you go with?
I went with Chloe.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we got a bit boozy together, didn't we?
Pardon?
Me and Ethan, after the watch-along.
Where'd you go?
Elvino did flow.
Where?
Where didn't we go? Well, we started off in Stevenson Square and then...
Drew had a half pint.
I had a half pint.
Half pint, Smith. I told you, you've lost it.
No, because then I went and had loads more pints with my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your dad?
He's at home right now.
So you went to Worksop for more pints?
Oh, then he wasn't.
So he came to town?
He came up to Manchester to watch the Manchester United game.
Of course.
And then we met after I'd finished working and he'd finished being at the game. He'd had a bit of a nightmare transit-wise. Trains were cancelled. They said to get a taxi from Sheffield to Manchester with four people he'd never met before. That was sounded absolutely mad. Three people he'd never met. Then after the game...
What happens to the other one?
The driver.
Oh.
Because there's only five people fit in a car. And then we met and we had a few beers. And we, do you know what we did? We went to... These are all places we've been fairly recently. But I took him to all the places that I've never been with him before.
Okay.
So would you like his first-time reviews of a few places?
Yeah.
So we started off, we went to the Wayfarer.
Nice.
You love it in there. It was the, it was obviously...
Was it busy?
It was moderate. It was the home of your 30th birthday party. Yeah. He liked it.
Good.
Thumbs up for the Wayfarer. Then we went to...
Crown of Kell?
No, been there before. Didn't want to go again. Okay. Then we went to Bada Bing for some food.
Good.
He really liked it. Good. The muffaletta in particular tickled his fancy.
It's a great, great sandwich.
Then, and this... And bearing in mind...
The city!
No. Oh, no chance. No, actually, we didn't start there. We started... What's the place across from Feel Good Club called?
Oh, yeah, the sort of bar on the corner. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't really frequent that
place. That
was
a little
place.
Bit...
It's edgy, that place.
A bit
place.
Rough and edgy. Very good.
Pen and Pencil?
No, it's one up from there.
It's called... I don't know what it's called. Like the Crown or something like
it's
that.
It's called something like the
it's
Crown.
It's a hotel as well.
Yeah, we went there. I'll try and find it quickly. We went to that place. Here we go. What's it called? Bob's Your Uncle. Oh, no, Port Street. Crown and Anchor.
Oh, so close, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were very close. Went there, enjoyed it. Bit risky. Then, I think it liked it. Then, took him down into Junior Jackson's.
No, you didn't.
I took him to Junior Jackson's. Guess what? Loved it.
Did he?
He liked it in Junior Jackson's. You know what we had? Frozen daiquiris for the girls.
Oh,
we fucking loved it. Sat down there, had a little frozen daiquiri. Then came back up. Then we went to this one on the corner here, across from Cottonopolis. Don't even know what that's called anymore.
What?
What?
Where's that?
It's a new one. Do you know
a new one on the corner from
Cottonopolis? It's not even that new. It's been there for a couple of years.
Cottonopolis? What?
It's called Fell Northern Quarter.
Oh, okay.
And we enjoyed it in there as well.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great.
So it was all places we've never been. All went down an absolute treat. Manchester's got some good places.
Speaking of Junior Jackson's, I went to two parties on Saturday. I went to Lethal Lindens and then I went to Cowboy Johnny's. Lethal Linden runs a lot of the bars in... You've met Lethal Linden.
He was on the podcast, technically, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the podcast to big up the...
Oh, yeah, he technically fire. Was.
So
Lethal
he
Linden.
Runs what?
He runs Bunny Jackson's, All the Bunnies, Junkyard Golf's, he's got a hand in them, he's got a hand in... He's got basically pretty much all
if
the sort
of... pie... Take off the top, take off the crust, fish through it. His fingers will be in it somewhere.
Oh, really, really? He invited me to his house party.
How come we didn't get an invite?
It was a very wholesome affair.
No, it wasn't.
That man's bar and his house in general is sensational.
Is it?
It's probably one of the coolest bars, coolest house I've ever been in. And he's done a homemade bar.
Where?
In one of his big rooms. It was just stocked up to the nines and we got boozy. But I had to leave at 7 for Cowboy Johnny's. I had to leave Linden to go to one of his...
Where does he live?
He lives near Macclesfield. So I had to get a taxi into town. Me and that taxi driver were with each other for an hour and 20 minutes because of traffic. The guy really regretted picking me up.
That's bad.
At the start, it was a 30 quid taxi drive. Didn't mind that. Stockport station's currently closed at the minute, so there's no trains. Don't even get me started.
It's a nightmare.
Normally, Macclesfield to town is 20 minutes on a train because you get the London ones. Anyway, we got caught in traffic. Hour and 20 minutes. The guy... I tipped him.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I tipped him. I've not been on the Uber app yet, so I can still tip them.
So when you said you tipped him, that was a...
Probably the Deliveroo driver yesterday.
Lie.
A railway lamb curry.
Is the word we're looking for. Where from?
Chef's Platter. Best curry house in town. And it's 10 out of 10.
How come you've never recommended that to me before?
You've never asked for curry yet. You've not asked for curry yet.
Have I not?
No.
I love you.
Anyway, Cowboy Johnny's party was in the country club. I saw a band.
This is another one of Junior Jackson's places.
Yeah. So I left him. I asked him for a discount on the way out. He said no. I left him. Good. I got into town. The Sugar Brothers are on. Let me tell you, Joe, I've seen some live bands in my time and I love them. The Sugar Brothers are just four lads
who just do country covers, and they are fucking brilliant.
Where's this?
But the country bar.
I mean, where are they? Just are they a proper band? Because that's a karaoke bar.
No. The bottom floor is a country bar.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
And then I went to see afterwards. Rounded up about 12. Went to see Becky, who paid £9 to get to 42s. How mad's that? She's 31.
Oh, 42s. Is 42s all right?
I didn't go in. I tell you what, she said, I'm going to go to the 42s for a little bit. I'll be done in an hour. So I was like, bloody hell. So I went to the Abercrombie by myself. Have you been to the Abercrombie?
No.
Sir Abercrombie, big United pub. Had a pint of Guinness.
Where is
it's
this?
It's sensational. Down the back streets near the Nag's Head, the United pub there.
Oh, I think I might have been in there, yes. Is it near the Sun one?
Yes, it's near there.
I think I have been in, but I didn't know it was called it.
A lovely pint of Guinness.
I've not been in there in ages, actually.
Yeah, it's great. And then I got home.
That's right near 42s?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
oh,
yeah.
And get this. Gave my dogs to Daryl. My dog to Daryl to look after.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he said he was having a quiet night. Next thing you know, a couple of my mates are getting selfies with my dog in a pub.
No.
Daryl's took both his dog and my dog out boozing.
So the booze.
my dog's stunned in some bar. At
your dog's off its tits, isn't it? Your dog's shit faced.
Like, I've spotted your dog, so I was like, shit, what's going on? But then I saw Daryl in the corner of the pit.
Does that annoy you, that?
Nah, as long as you took care of him. I couldn't take him to the country bar, but he could take him to a pub in Cholton. Do you know what I mean?
Just a little gentle boozer.
Yeah, gentle boozer.
That's quite a lot, though, that, taking someone else's dog to the pub without telling him. Although you can imagine back in the 70s, like, someone just calling at the mate's house just to take the... Your dog won a pint.
My granddad won a dog at a pub called Champion. My granny, you know, was telling us the story.
I mean, you were descendant of that?
No, I'm not descendant of that, but Shiki came home once to the house in Burnage with a dog called Champion.
How did he win it?
I think it was a bet. I'll tell you what, get my granny to tell me the story again, my granny unit, when I go round on Wednesday. And then I'll come back and report.
So he just came home with a dog?
Yeah.
Was he dead happy with himself?
Loved it. But the dog just chewed everything up, so they just handed it back to the pub.
Handed it back to the pub?
I think the pub owned it and just like had it as a wager. I think things got too far one night.
But knowing full well that this dog was such a handful,
yeah,
that anyone would bring that dog back. So it's basically just infinite bets for them,
yeah,
isn't it? And if they win, they're probably getting cash.
Oh, big time.
And if you win, you get a shit dog that you immediately hand back.
Let me tell you about this guy who got in touch with us on Instagram called Joe Stead, right?
Yeah.
For Christmas, he was gifted a pack of playing cards which had 52 illustrated Manchester pubs on it.
Brilliant.
So on Saturday,
brilliant,
15 lads went out and they just did get card games, and whatever card was like the winner or the top one, that was the pub that they went to next.
In the centre of Manchester?
All of them in the centre of Manchester.
I love that.
I'll show you a picture. I won't put it in now, but I'll maybe try and get the pack of cards so we could do something like that.
Mr. I Hit Pub Crawls wants to do something like that.
Ooh.
Oh, he's got
very
me.
Well,
he's
said,
got
Ethan.
Me. He's got it. Do you know what really just I was in awe of? Just pub fronts and pub names.
You like pub
I
fronts?
I love them. The actual logistics of taking 15 lads to 10 different pubs across Greater Manchester would have been probably
annoying, the fact that you might go, oh, we're in Chorlton. Oh, let's go to this one
fair,
Northern
he said
Quarter.
It's all pretty much centre.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you'd still be annoyed having to go Deansgate, Northern Quarter, Deansgate.
Deansgate,
Salford.
And I found out it's a half an hour walk for me and my dog Buck to get to my new favourite pub in the world.
New pub?
No.
You've had a big week.
It's been there for ages. It's been there for 200 years. But I've only just discovered the joys of it.
It's a half an hour walk. Let me try and think. So half an hour from your house.
Yeah.
Let me do the circle here. I'm not going to say where you live, obviously, exactly. But
it's all right.
So 30 minutes. You can get somewhere in the ballpark of Heaton Moor-ish. Oh, it's Heaton Moor.
We are so warm. It's Heaton Mersey. Mate, there's
what's
a pub there
to Google it in real time.
The Crown.
It's always called The Crown. That's why you
it's
said
always
The Crown
called
before
the
when
Crown.
You talk about the pub.
It's
you joking?
What?
My mate Ollie literally said to me last night he's been to a new pub called The Crown in Heaton Mersey and it's the best pub in Stockport.
It is the best pub in Stockport, bar none.
But, and I mean that, I went there.
He literally said this.
I went there with Lennon and Holly, his missus, about 2 months ago. I was like, fuck, I need to return there. I returned there with my dad.
On the high street?
Yeah, before Oasis. I turned there with my dad, and I was like, this is a fucking boozer. So then I did all my jobs on Friday so Becky would be happy, cleaned the house, took the dog, said, me and you got on a mission, boy. And we sat there, two Guinness.
What's so good about it?
Stunning. The inside's gorgeous.
Ambiance.
The ambiance is
gorgeous. Has it not got a new tile floor?
The beer garden is fantastic. Three sections to the beer garden.
Oh, love that sectionable beer garden.
Love a little bit where it's got like a little grass front so the dogs can just chill out. Just sometimes you take your dog to a beer garden, it's like all stony and they're like, what the fuck is this? But was able to just chill out a little bit. And just,
oh, yeah. Calm down. Calm down, boy.
Yeah. It was
that
brilliant. Great.
Should we all go there? Ethan, you up for that?
I'm very much for going to the
I'd
pub.
Love to go there.
Yeah, brilliant.
Warm up for the holiday by going there.
Oh, yeah, you're away, aren't you?
Going away next week.
Excited?
Only for a few nights.
You're so... Like, you've not told us really any details.
About where I'm going?
Yeah, well, how long?
I'll tell you on Friday.
Right then. Should we eat some food? Because I'm starving.
Gasping me.
Right then, let's get stuck into some food. We're trying a new restaurant in Manchester called Zap. Give us your best Zap impression. Oh, Dom's here, by the way. He's brought it to us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for bringing the food.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Do us your best Zap.
Well, there's a game called Zip Zap Boing.
How does that work?
Zap!
Nice. It's good.
What is that? What? Oh, right, okay. What about the game?
I don't know.
And it's a Thai restaurant. We've not had Thai food in bloody ages. I think we tried a Thai green curry once when Joe was away, I think, in Thailand. So it felt like we weren't missing out. Did it get into the 9 out of 10 club, Ethan?
No.
I have no idea.
First thing to say, Ethan hates Thai food.
I love Thai food.
Nope, started bringing it up last week. You don't believe me. But he was slagging it off left, right and centre.
So we've got a massaman curry, we've got some soft dumplings, we've got some crispy wontons, and we've got some chicken satay skewers to try and get a little gamut of what they've got on offer. That's not all Thai food, by the way.
I'm so
they're
hungry.
Obviously doing a little combination of things. We're going to try it, we're going to review it, and we're going to see if we can recommend it. Shall we get stuck in?
And there we have it, Zap's demolished. I mean...
Do you know what?
It was all right.
It was all right, but it was nice... It's good. If someone said, oh, I've just ordered some food from Zap, you're not going, oh, you've messed up. It was good.
I enjoyed it. Tell you what it is. Fresh, but safe.
Fresh, but safe. Not a bad way of describing it.
The flavours were nice, but they weren't like, that's really spicy, or that's sour, or that's interesting. It's like, but the dim sum was very fresh.
Yeah. I thought the curry was good. It felt more like a sort of just general red curry than a massaman.
I like when I eat curries, not necessarily Thai curries, just any curries really. It could be any cuisine. And I find stuff in that curry that I don't often find.
Go on.
For example, there was whole peanuts in that curry.
That was
not even crushed up.
That was good.
And there was bits of potato.
And one of the courgette in there as well.
There's some courgettes. Is there anything missing from a curry that you'd like to just throw in to surprise
me? I think that wouldn't have... I don't think that would have hurt with a little bit of chilli in there.
There was no lemongrass in there.
Yeah. There's I just like mean curry in general. I like throwing some sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I'll take a sweet potato in a curry.
So, fried onions.
Oh yeah.
Like nearly burnt.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Nearly burnt.
So it was good. Zap, what are you rating it out of 10, Joe?
7 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I agree. It was good, but not pulling up trees. I don't have to take anyone there. Do you know
Ethan?
What I mean? Ethan?
Well... I was wondering what Joe meant when he said Ethan hates Thai food, and he was alluding to apparently last week I said that I didn't want to do Thai food, which I didn't really remember, but obviously I just thought McGrath likes to exaggerate things, so I know I never said I hate Thai food.
No, you didn't say hate, you said it was boring.
Well, that is fulfilled exactly what I thought. There's no interest in review here. We're all going to give 7 out of 10s all round. It was absolutely fine. A pointless segment. We're not doing the 9 out of 10 club anymore. We're trying things that are trending in Manchester and stuff that people might not know. This was just an excuse for Dom to have a curry.
Yeah, it was indeed. You led the way, if anything.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't
come in, you've caused a stir.
I didn't say it. I only mentioned Massaman curry about once or twice.
No, you didn't.
You mentioned it half a dozen times. You in my ear like worm tongue.
Right. And your belly is growling. You go eat some more of that.
Let's end this podcast and get your belly fixed.
Right. Yeah, make sure you get yourself to wingfest.co.uk. Birmingham is this weekend coming up, but it's Manchester the big one. It's the third weekend of September. We'll see you there.
Wingfest!
Wingfest!
Bye. See you later.